Jesus continues with his challenging words to us today. He addresses the Pharisees, but really he's addressing all of us. He is warning us not to be self-righteous, but instead to understand that we need him as our Savior. On the surface, we might hear this story and think that we do not do what the Pharisees did, but we really do. We get into a habit of comparing ourselves with each other. We can look around and say to ourselves, well, at least I haven't murdered someone, stolen from our neighbor, or done some other terrible thing. But then we can be very dismissive of our own sins, downplaying their seriousness, and saying that we haven't done anything really bad, so we're good. Social media and the news has not helped us with this. When it comes to the news, they put the worst on because it drives views, and views drive profits. Seeing the worst on the news can give us a bad perspective on our own behavior. We can say to ourselves, well, at least I ain't that crazy. People can put eyebrow-raising things on social media, or they can also just put their best foot forward. And so it reveals a jealousy for us deep down inside. Our media intake can really distort our reality. It can help us become Pharisees. We often are the Pharisees in this story. We can be very judgmental people. The cure for this is the example of the tax collector. Tax collectors were completely hated in Jesus' time, even more so than ours. Tax collectors were Jews who were collaborating with the Romans. The only way a tax collector got paid in Jesus' day was to overcharge people on their taxes. As long as Caesar got his cut, tax collectors could charge whatever they wanted and get rich off the back of their neighbors. So we can see why they were hated. So that is why it's so shocking to hear Jesus use tax collectors as an example today. Everyone knew tax collectors were big sinners. But this big sinner knows that he is a sinner, and so he acts accordingly before God, his ultimate judge. His act of humility is rewarded. He's justified for it. His need for God's mercy is met simply because he asked for it. If we too can humble ourselves and ask for God's mercy, then we know that we will receive it. It will mean that we need to change, as that's a sign of true repentance. But we know that we can be forgiven for big and small sins. We need to ask for forgiveness. That's why Christ has given us the great sacrament of confession. Confession gives us the opportunity to say those sins out loud. That in and of itself is very therapeutic for us. But then we get to hear that we are forgiven when the priest, sitting as Christ, gives us absolution. This passage in the gospel also gives us a great prayer. It's called the Jesus Prayer, not very well known in the Western Christianity as it is with our Eastern brothers and sisters. It is simply this: Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This is a great prayer to memorize and to put into practice. Whenever we find ourselves slipping into self-righteousness, arrogance, or jealousy, it's a great remedy for those sins. Its simple words can be said at an instant, and they powerfully put us back on the right track. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The words of the tax collector today, the prayer that Jesus gives us to humble ourselves before our Savior and Creator.